Today's daf is daf chavav. So we're in the mission at the top there. The mission says nechasim sheish l'machrayos. Nechasim that have the responsibility of the mocher, which is referring to another way of saying a karka. Rashi just explains why it's called achrayos. Sheish l'machrayos hayinu karkaros, land. Sheachrayos kaladam halove v'anoshe b'chaver aleim l'fi shekaimim v'omidim l'fika achnisim b'chim aleim. The person's lending money and he wants to have a certain lien, so the lien is going to be placed on the land because that's always going to be around. It's a good place to collect if he never pays on the payment. So the karka is always used as achrayos. It's always given over. It's the backup for a loan. So nechasim sheish l'machrayos, the Mishnah tells us, niknim b'kasev v'shtar b'chazaka. Any of those three ways, either through giving money, by writing a document, or through an act of chazaka, Rashi says, based on the Mishnah in Baba Basra. The chazaka means rafak ba'purta, you make a little bit of the ditch, odai shamitzri, or perhaps you're fixing the borders, or onal, you lock it, paritz kosher, you make a little bit of a breach of some sort. Different things. Odai shamitzri, I don't think is an actual Mishnah, though. I think that's the Gemara's interpretation of it. Either way, those are different ways, different things you do to fix the borders, the entrance of the karka. That's chazaka. As opposed to she'en l'machrayos, something that does not have achrayos, which is another way of saying metaltlin, movable objects, the Mishnah says, ein niknin el b'mashicha. Mashicha is the only way to be kone metaltlin. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, nechasim she'en l'machrayos, niknin im nechasim she'yesh l'machrayos b'kesef of shtar chazaka. Nechasim that don't have achrayos, which is metaltlin, can be acquired through the same mechanism along with karka. So if I'm, let's say, buying land and some property, I'm buying a land with the car on it, so then, if I buy the land, the car comes along with it. Even though the car is considered metaltalin, that's going to be acquired along with it. That's a special din. The Gemara will explain why that is. So if I use kesef shtar chazaka to buy the property, I get the metaltalin on top of it with it.
Is kavana necessary?
Yeah, certainly have to have das. It's 100%.
So if the guy didn't know that there was a car on the property.
Right, so there are all these...
considered sold.
Right, so it's a good question. The Mishnah talk about in Baba Basra, all these different dinim of what's included when you sell a property. So a lot of details of what's understood, what's not understood.
The buried treasure, right?
Right, exactly. So you have something like that, so...
But the metaltlin have to be on the karka now?
The Gemara will discuss that.
So I was just going to say, that we're doing a kinyan agav, it doesn't necessarily have to be on... A chatzar, it has to be on top.
Right, so the Mishnah is going to discuss whether it has to be on the property or not. So then the Mishnah says, "V'zokikin es nechasim sheyesh l'machrayos lishava alem." Now the opposite is true also. The halacha is that we don't take shavua on karkos, but let's say I'm taking a shavua on kalim, so then once I'm doing on kalim, I'm also able to include, draw within that a shavua on karka as well. So sometimes metaltan gets drawn in with karka, and sometimes karka gets drawn in with metaltan. In terms of kinyanim, metaltan gets drawn in with karka in terms of kinyanim, but regarding shavua, the karka gets drawn into metaltan with regards to shavua. The Gemara wants to know, "Mikesef minalan." How do I know that kesef works for karka? Amar Chizkia quotes a pasuk. Amar Kral, the pasuk in, I think it's in Yirmiyah, right? Yirmiyah Lamed Beis, sados b'kesef yiknu. Fields and other properties are acquired through kesef. Gemara said, "What do you mean? Ema ad adika shar? Maybe you also require shar." That same pasuk. The pasuk reads, I'll read on the side here, sados b'kesef yiknu v'chasub b'sefer v'chasum. Maybe you need two things: kesef plus shar in order to acquire sados. So the Gemara explained, ikas of yiknu levasof, had it said yiknu at the end, meaning if it said, let's say, sados bekesef, the kasav b'sefer chasam, and then it says yiknu, the kinyan takes place after it says kesef, and after it says shtar, then kiddik amrus, like you said, is right. But hashidichsev yiknu mikar, it says, bekes sados, bekes yiknu, pause, the kinyan works after the kesef alone, kesef kane, and shtar, it mentions shtar after the word kinyan, simply as a raya ba'al mahu. The shtar is simply there as proof of payment, proof of purchase. That's all, but it's not serving as a kinyan, the shtar there. It's the kesef that works to acquire the sados. So Amar Rav comes along and says, Lo shanu el b'makum shein kosinus ashtar. This is only true that kesef works alone in a place where they don't typically write shtaros. Ava b'makum shekosinus ashtar lo kana. But in a place where they write a shtar, then you need a kesef and a shtar. So again, midderaisa, all you require is a kesef alone. But people took upon the minog, again, I'm not sure if it's dina de machus adina or whatever mechanism is being used, but you need kesef plus shtar here.
The
shtar is actually creating the acquisition.
Raya
ba'alma is a receipt. This stage we're saying, if you live in a place where they do write a shtar as part of the kinyan, then you need the shtar to create the kinyan, not as a receipt, but as part of the contract to be finalized. So again, I'm not sure how the mechanism works. It's not based on a pasuk, this idea. It sounds like just, I don't know, dina d'machus adina, or just that's the minhag of dina mamnus.
Rashi says it's simicha stas. smichas das.
Okay, so that it's the das is it's incomplete. Okay. So then the Gemara continues along these lines. V'i parish parish. If he specifies, even in a place where they were knowing to write sharos, if the lo kech and the mocher decide, let's just do through kesef, then you're able to circumvent the shar, and kesef alone would be sufficient. So the Gemara says, I parish parish, ki hod de rav'i di bar abin, ki zavin ara. When he would buy land, Amar, he says, I ba'ina b'kaspa ikne, I ba'ina b'shtar ikne. He says, if I want, I could acquire with kesef. If I want, I could acquire with shtar. What does that mean? We'll be rashi in just a second. Let's read a few more lines of the Gemara. If I want, I'm going to use kesef to acquire di ba'isa lemhedar lematzis mehadrisu. That if you want to be chozer, you can, because you already received the money. I paid you the money. You can't retract. It's finalized. But di ba'ina b'shar, if I want to use a shtar ikne, then di ba'ina lemhedar hajarnabi. Then it's beneficial for me. Then if I gave you money, but the contract it hasn't passed, we haven't given the documents yet, it's not finalized, then I'm able to be chozer. The kesef, you as a lemocher, you have the money, so in your hand you can't chose anymore. I could still retract because I haven't received the document yet, so therefore I have the ability. So it gives him the upper hand. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, im parish, im ritzoni yikna lo bekaspi o yikna b'shtar. If I want, I could decide to take the avenue of kesef, or I could decide to take the avenue of shtar. Iba'ina v'chuli lahachi amar tarvai. That's why he says both of them. Shehe hu yachol achzer bo, that he, the lokech, is able to retract. But the mocher can't. Shim baha mocher lachzer. If the mocher tries to retract, yomer lo, I could say to him, ani rotsa shikne li bekaspi. I'm using kesef as the avenue, and I gave you the money already. You can't retract. Vimhu ba lachzer. But if the lokeach wants to retract, yomer lo, I could say, ani rotsa shehe kaspi koner ad shiva shtar. I want to use the shtar. Vecholzman shelo kabalti shtar achzer bi. So the lokeach has the upper hand. He's able to decide what avenue is being taken. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ubishtar, how do I know that a shtar works for a karka? Minalan, how do I know? Ilei mamishim dechsiv in the pasuk Yirmiyot says, v'chasom b'sefer, you write it on a document, v'chasom v'ha'id edim, and then the edim sign, so that tells us a shtar. So that shtar works for kinin. That can't be true, because ha'amr, so we've said above, that shtar mentioned in the pasuk in Yirmiyot is a rai ba'amu, that's a receipt, that's a proof of payment, proof of purchase. So that doesn't work as the kinin. So what's the source that shtar works for kinin? Elamihacha, from another pasuk that says in Yirmiyah as well, the akacha sefer hamakne. You take the document of the kinyan, of the acquisition, and that tells us that shtar is able to create the kinyan. Amar Shmuel says, lo shanu ela b'shtar matana. That's only true when it comes to giving a gift. Aval b'mecher lo kana ad shi'itin l'bdamim. Shtar can only work independently if it's as a matana. If there's no passing over of money, I'm just giving you a gift and here's your document, proof of ownership, so then the shtar is able to work as a kinyan. But if I'm selling you something and I give you a shtar, that's not a loan. You need the kes. I need to receive some money for it to be finalized. A shtar by a mecher will not work.
So he disagrees with the Mishnah.
It's qualifying the Mishnah. The Mishnah never said it's being sold, it's being acquired. A karka is acquired.
Nikli meaning is that from the word of kinyan, not really buying.
Exactly. So it's acquired through the means that, through a shtar only when it's being acquired as a matana. But acquired as a mechira, through mechira, that does not work with a shtar. Okay. So the Gemara asks the question, Masav Rev Hamnuna, Bishtar Ketzad, how exactly, what's the text of a shtar? Kasav lo ahanir, he writes on a piece of paper, or acheres, or a piece of earthenware, he writes as follows, Apapi shein behem shav pruta, and even though either the paper or the acheres is worth nothing, it doesn't make a difference, you write, Sadai mechur lecha, my field is sold to you. Sadai nesuna lecha, hareza mechur v'nesuna. My field is sold to you. My field is given to you. That works. But we see here, one of the examples is sold. We see that a shtar alone works to create a mechira. And we said above, it only works for a matana. So hu mosiv la v'hu mifarkla. Rav Hamnuna asked the question, and now he's answering his own question. He says, b'mocher sadeyu mipnei ra'asa. He's selling his field off because it's a bad field. He's trying to get rid of it. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains, "Bnei Rasa, d'nichalei d'lekinya nayle shtar lelokeach yehecha de lo matzid v'hadirbe." So it's a situation where it's causing more damage to be responsible for the field than it is. So in essence, giving it as a matana, he's going to get some payment, but he's selling off a piece of property that's really it's a terrible piece of property. So the mocher is willing to sell it with the shtar loan even before he received the money. And in essence, if he doesn't receive the money, he's happy just giving it away. He wants the money. It's going to be an added bonus, but he's really trying to get rid of it. So in this unique case, it's in essence like a matana, and that's why the sale works with shtar loan. But in a general, a typical case of selling property, shtar does not work. Vashi amar, it's really b'matana. When we say above that tzadai mechur lecha, it's in the context of giving a gift. So why did it say mechur lecha? So b'kesh litno lo, he wants to give it to the guy. V'lama kasala lashon mechur, so why does he write lashon mechur? Kedei liafos his kocho. To give the receiver, the makab of the matana, greater koach. What does it greater koach mean? So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, Rav Ashi amar, hach mas nisin dibinosin matana mayri, it's all one case. It's not this or that. It's one case. If I'm giving a matana and I say sadai mechur lecha and sadai nesun lecha, why the double lashem? Kach v'kach kasev lo sadai mechur v'nesun lecha liyafas et kochot, to give the receiver, the makabel, the matana, yafa koach. She'im yigba balchov shel nosein mimenu, if the collector from the giver who gave me, the guy who gave me the matana, is coming to collect the gift I just received. Yashua love the tvo mimenu damim hamufurashim. So now I'm going to go ahead to collect from the nosin, the guy who gave me the gift. I'm going to say you owe me money, even though the guy did me a favor and gave me a matana. So he wanted to give me. I guess he probably did something really bad to me and wanted to make it up to me. So he gave me matana. So he says, listen, I really want you to have this gift. And if it comes to the point where someone takes the gift, I want you to come back to me and receive payment of the $1,000 of the gift I gave you. So that's why it says sadai mechur lecha, just to give you that added strength. But when it comes to a real mecher, ein hachanami, a shtar does not work. Then the Gemara says about chazaka. How do I know that a chazaka works for karkaos? Minalan. Amar chizki, amar kar. The pasuk says, "Vishavu bareichem asher tafastem." You should sit. You should dwell in the cities that you took over, that you were tofes, you grabbed hold of. V'matafastem. How did you take hold of these cities? B'yeshiva, by sitting in these cities, that gave you the ability to create a kinim. Rashi just tells us who's talking here. It's Shavu Barech and Gedalia ben Achikam Kamral. He's saying this. When they returned back from Bavel, he told everyone, go ahead, go take a hold of all the cities and just grab it, and it's going to be yours vis-a-vis a chazaka. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, he learned from a different source, the Rashim Osav Yishavtem. You're going to inherit the land and you're going to dwell there. But B'mah Yirashim B'yeshiva, how do you acquire a Yerusha? By sitting in it, by doing a tvisa, by holding on to it, doing something with chazaka, that's how you are able to acquire these karkals.
But we're not talking about here a squatter who's just taking property. We're talking about there has to be das acheres maknas. Someone's making a kinyan with you, and you're doing a chazaka
with the person
who's giving it to you.
Right. Otherwise, it's dominant. Right?
I don't know. I'm not so sure. Let's say a nichse ager or hefker. Those cases. So chazaka works for those in yanim as well. So I think these cases are similar to that where they were hefker. But once we see chazaka works in that case, it will also work in the case that you're referring to with a das acheres makna. But I don't think you need a das acheres makna for it to work. It would be a kal v'chomer. If it works without das acheres makna, then certainly it will work with a das acheres makna.
But it certainly can't work in a case where it's owned by somebody else and you're trying to just
right, that, right exactly.
Property.
Certainly not, right. So the case, again, I'm wonderful to talk about this. There's a Gemara's in Gittin talk about when you conquer, when you're kovash a city or a property from war, not stealing, midin milchama, so then you're able to take it out of someone's possession through that type of chazak, that's through kinin kibush, a different type of avenue. So I think this was a kibush that took place here, and then they, or maybe there's a mamash hefker.
So
there was a kibush.
Right.
He knocked them out, became nichsei
right.
Hefker.
Right.
And then they were.
Why they can do a very light thing.
Okay. Fine. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah: She'ein lahem achrayos, ein niknim el mashicha. When it comes to metatlin, the only thing that works is mashicha. And how do you know that Mashiach is the only thing that works? The project says, when you sell something to your friend, or you buy it from the hands of your friend. So what does it mean? It's an extra word. You buy it from your friend, not from the hands of your friend. So the Gemara Darshan's davar hanikna mi'aliyad. That's something that you buy that goes hand to hand, meaning a metaltlin. So we see from here that through metaltlin, Rashi explains here, where did Rashi go here? Rashi mi'aliyad, dahayin mashicha. How do you make an acquisition? By passing from one hand to the next hand through a meshicha. That's the kinyan. That's according to this opinion. But then we have the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who comes up a number of places in Shas, Damar Davar Torah, Maos Konos. He thinks Meshicha does not work on a derais level. This is a sugya in Becharo, sugya in Baba Tzia, talk about this machlokas. But either way, he paskins Davar Torah, Maos Konos. So therefore, Meshicha does not work on a derais level. He interprets this pasuk in a different way. So, Ma'ikl Neymar. Tani takanta derban katani. I mean, the Mishnah says Mashicha, that's not really true to Rabbi Yochanan. Maos is what's konim metaltim. So he answers, no, you're right. I agree that on a derban level, you require Mashicha. Why do you require Mashicha? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bamatzia. Look at Rashi, Amar Lacha. Masnisin lo tikshay li. The fact that I don't hold a Mashicha on deraisa level, and the Mishnah does say deraisa, rather, the Mishnah does say Mashicha, it's not a problem to me. The Mishnah wrote that he took a kinyan derabanan. She akru chachamim kinyan hamaos. The chacham uprooted the din deraisa of requiring maos. Vamu, and they said lo tikne elab meshicha. They said on a derabanan level only meshicha should work. Why? Gzeir shema yomar lo nisufu chidecha baliyah. Maybe the wheat got burnt in my house. What's going to happen is I'm going to say, yeah, I'll sell you my wheat. It's over there down the block. Pay me the money. You give me the $100, and you go and find everything's burnt. So you pay me money, and you lost everything. So they want to see the money, rather the metalton up front for it to work. And that was the gzer mederbanim. So even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Mashicha nowadays is the only way that works. One thinks it's deraisa, one thinks it's derbanim. But either way, that's why the Mishnah mentions the din of mechira, the din of Mashicha.
The kinyan that we learned from Yirmiyahu, those are all asmachta be'alma, because I'm sure they were buying stuff before that. And so, I mean, it's probably Mesora, right? And then this is just a proof or what?
Yeah, there's a big discussion, and there's a lot to speak about in the Rishonim, whether these are deraisas, which ones are deraisas, which ones are derbanans. There's the interesting concept of kinani derbanan have the ability to affect something on a deraisa level. So even though these might be derabanans, they might also be deraisas.
Because Yirmiyahu was right before the proven advice. I mean,
right.
Really,
but there's no pasuk in the Torah. So the pasuk does mention Mashicha. If you assume that Mashicha is deraisa, or if you assume Maos is a deraisa, whichever one.
Right.
So we see that the Torah addresses deraisa kinyanim. So why doesn't the Torah address the kinyan of Shtar? So it might be that Shtar wasn't a good kinyan back then, maybe only times of Yirmiyahu. So it might not have. It might have a din of Divrei Kabbalah, or even might just be, depending on society, things could change.
Even the Kinyan on Kesef, on Karka, we learn from Yirmiyah. We don't even learn it from
the... Well, Rabbi Yochanan thinks, he thinks, Maos Konos, Mederaisa. He thinks it's Mederaisa, Maos, by Metaltlin.
No, but I'm talking about by Karka, right. Also,
so there's a big discussion.
Tosfos says the reason they didn't bring from Ephron is because there it's from a Nachri, not to show Kesef or some other Jew.
So. Again, that's a big question. Which ones are their Isa? Which ones are their Banam? Does it really make a difference? Okay. Gemara now says, Nechasim Shein L'machrayos. The metaltalim, these are acquired along with a karka. So if I'm buying karka, I could get all the metaltalim along with that same acquisition. So Munahani, how do I know that you would draw the metaltalim along with the karka? Amar Chizkiah Damakra. By the way, it's just interesting that Chizkiah is the one who keeps bringing all these different sources. I'm just pointing that out.
It was a realistic.
Yeah, it could be.
In general.
Could be. I've been trying to get a little more attuned to different personalities and the consistencies throughout Shas. But, okay, Chizkiah. Damar Kra, he says, V'itin lehem aviem matanos. So the Pasuk says, this Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, I'll just read the whole thing here. The Pasuk says, V'itin lehem aviem matanos rabos, many, many gifts, lekesef, lezav, migdanos, im ari mitzuros, along with all the cities, the fortified cities of Yehuda. So we see that they passed along, the metaltlin was passed along with the cities, and that's what the pasuk, the Gemara, brings the rest of the pasuk again, v'yitein lahem aviyam matanos v'gomer, im are mitzuros b'yehuda. So that's the source. Now the Gemara asks the question that one of you asked here, ibai lu ba'inan tzibor me'olo. When you're buying the metaltlin along with the karka, do the metaltlin have to be on the very karka that I'm buying? Or no, I could buy a karka here in New York, and the metaltlin could be out in California, and it could still work. That's the Shaila here. So the Gemara says, Ibar, so answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Toshma, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Karka Kolshu, Chayavis Bepeah, if I have a small piece of property, anything that grows, I have the din of Peah, I have to leave a corner for the onion. Uba Bikurum, anything that grows on the land, the first fruits of the Shivas Aminim, that might be on that very small property, so too it's Chayavim Bikurum. And a small piece of property, a Kolshu, is able to licht of Allah Pruzbo, if you remember from the Gemara's in Gittin, the Perak HaShaleach, in order to write a pruzbol, you have to have a small piece of karka, so kol shu is enough. Uliknos imar nechasim shein lemachrayas. Also, it's enough for a property for you to give me a small piece of property, I could have the metalton come along with that. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, it's able to, kol shu, can bring metalton along with that piece of karka, iyamris ba'inan siborm, if I need to have siborm, have the metalton on top of the karka, kol shu l'maychazi. What can I place on a kol shu? In a small parcel of land, I can't place any metalton. It therefore must be that I don't have to have the metalton on top of the piece of property. Gemara says, what do you mean? Targuma Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna, Kamid Rav Yosef, Kagon Shinod Bamachar. No, a needle. I'm buying a needle. I place a little needle in the parcel of property, this tiny piece, and that's going to work. I'm acquiring a land, press a needle. Gemara says, Amalei Rav Yosef Kabastan, Ichbal Tana. The Tana is going to double. It's going to have a whole long discussion, Lashmin and Machat, to teach me that, again, to say these extra lines, I could acquire Nechasim Shem Lachayos, Im Nechasim Shesh Lachayos, to tell me that I could buy a needle through this. A small little nothing? It doesn't make sense. It has to be something more than that. So the Gemara says, yes. Amravashi man lemalen delo talibay marganisa de shavi al pazuze. Who says we're not talking about a case where you're hanging a very valuable pearl jewel on this piece of property? You can have a very small diamond, obviously, that's worth a lot of money. So yes, it teaches me that on a small piece of property, that could be enough to acquire the diamond that's sitting on top of that piece of land. So we see, according to this man damar, it's possible, but not muchach, to say that you do have to have the metaltlin on top of the karka, but not muchach. So Gemara tries to bring another raya. Tashma, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma'isa b'Midoni Echa. There's one to start with a certain person who lived in Madon. Shayab b'Yushalayim. He was then in Yushalayim, but all his property was in Madon. I don't know where Madon is, but he was in Yushalayim at this time. Shahayu lo metaltlin harbe. He had a lot of property. He had a lot of movable property. Ubikesh litnam b'Matan. He wanted to give them away. He was getting old. He wanted to give them away. Amrulo, so they say to him, Ein la takana. You have no takana because all your property is in Madom. Achi yiknam al gave karka. Until you, give us through a karka, give a piece of land over, and then through the acquisition of the karka, then they could acquire the metalton as well. So ma asa, so what did this individual do? Halach v'lokach beisela samach Yushalayim. He bought a piece of property right outside Yushalayim. Vamar, he said, Sfoni, the northern part is the Ploni. Reuven's going to get this, let's say. Vimo, Meatzon, and along with that, he's going to get 100 of my sheep. Umea Chavios, and 100 bottles of wine. Umeis, and then he suddenly died. The Kaimus Dvarav, and they said that was a good acquisition. So he gave a little piece of land to Ploni, and he was able to acquire hundreds and hundreds of sheep and metaltlin.
The Gemara assumes that the karka is the size of a sella.
Ah, exactly. So that's the Gemara says. Gemara says, V'yamris, if you say, Tziborin, that has mamish be on the land. Uh-huh. So, Tziborin ba, base sella, the maichazi. Okay, a small piece of a sella, the size of a coin, even if you want to say it's like the size of a half dollar, the biggest coin that we have, still, you can't fit 100, let alone one tzon, on that piece of property. So we see, must be, that you don't have to have Tziborin for it to work. The Gemara says, Misfar's Beisela Sela Mamish. When he says Beisela, did he mean Mamish the size of a coin? No, my Sela, the Nafish Tuba, it was a large property. And he brought all the tzon there. Vamai Karle Sela, the Kashle Kesela. Because the land was a very hard land, it wasn't able to be planted on. And therefore it's called Kasha Kesela, but it was very large and had the ability that all the tzon from wherever he was in Madon came to that land. He brought all the chavios to that land, and he gave it over to that person through the karka along with that which was tzibor on top of it.
Why can't you just give over metalton? Why does it have to be agav karka?
How else could he give it over? He was in Yushalayim, and all his property was in Madon.
Shliach,
so Gemara is going to go through all these different dinim.
One second, but the fact that the karka was in Yushalayim itself, whether it's a sela or it's an acre, it just proves that it doesn't have to be on. It could fit, but it wasn't there.
No, so Gemara says no. He had a large one, and he brought all of metalton here to Yushalayim.
But he said he died.
No. After he said this,
he did his own transaction, and then he died. Uh-huh.
He slept all his son and all his chavios there. Onto that large piece of land, which is as hard as a cella. And then the acquisition went through. Fine. Right.
Yeah. Well, here it says the Kimud Dvarav is going to do that. No, but it doesn't say anywhere that they brought it. Where does it say?
No, that's the answer of the Gemara. That's the whole answer of the Gemara. Gemara says it can't be a cella. It has to be a larger piece of land.
So it never said that the
No, that's the Gemara's interpreting it to mean.
Where it's explicitly say, but it's implied. When it says that it's that large, implying that no, it's really
that
simple.
They would first bring it in. To me, it sounds such a riot.
Right. you can take it up with them if you want.
Alright.
Fine, says the Gemara, Tashma, Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Maisa Be'ed Adam Echad Shechala B'Yishlam. Individual was sick, and he was in Yishlam, Kirabi Eliezer, and others say, Amrile Baria, he was healthy, and Haya Kirabonim. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us, Shechala B'Yishlam, around halfway down the Rashi's, Uman the Tani Chala, the one who thinks that he was sick in Yishlam, Savrala Kirabi Eliezer, Damar B'Basra, Echad Bari, Echad Mesukan. Whether the guy is healthy, whether the guy is sick, Ain Vav Kayamim B'Dibur, speech alone is not enough, El B'Kinim. If you want to be makna something to somebody else, you need a kinim. You can never rely on Dibur, even if the guy is a Shchemira. The less they divre Shchemira, Kiksumim Kapsur and Dama. He argues on that concept. We normally hold the Gemara to get and tell us. Person's on his deathbed and he says, please just give over this property to somebody else. That's considered a giving over, even though there's no actual kinim. But Rabbi Elazar rejects that concept. L'fikach Amru, Ein Lo Takana, Laknosa, El Gavikarko. We'll see that in a second. According to Rabbanan, they allow Shchemira. We're talking about a situation of a healthy guy.
Right,
so, exactly. Dibor alone is not going to work in this situation. Even if he was sick, according to Rabbi Elazar, and if he was healthy, according to Rabbanan, Dibor doesn't work. So, back to the Gemara now. So, again, Adam Echad Shechalo B'Yishlaim K'Rabbi Elazar, or Amrilei Bari Haya K'Rabbanan, Shehayu Lo Metalten Harbe, and he had a lot of property, a lot of movable property. Ubika Yishlitnam B'Matana, he wanted to give them away as a matana to somebody. Amrilo, so they said to him, Ein Lo Takana. You can't accomplish this until you give it to someone through giving them a piece of karka. So ma'asa, what did this Adam do? Halach v'lakach beis rova samech lishlam. He bought a piece of land next to Yishlam. V'amar, he said, tevach al tevach l'ploni. That area that's a tevach by tevach will go to this individual. V'ima, along with that, me'atzonu me'achavios. U'meis, the kaimach hachamis dvarv. Same thing happened. A small piece of property, tiny piece of property, and he along with that, 100... Tzon 100 chavios. Now this certainly you can't reinterpret to anything else other than the Beis Salakeh. This is a tevach al tevach. It tells us the measurement. There's no other way to interpret it. V'amris ba'inan tziborim tevach al tevach l'may chazi. So certainly nothing could fit on the tevach by tevach. It's tiny. So it must be that you don't require tziborim. Gemara says, no, hacha b'may askinan, what are you referring to? L'dimei. We're not talking about actual tzon, Chavios, we're talking about the worth, exactly. I want to give you over the worth of 100 tzon. I don't know, let's say a sheep costs $500. I'm giving you $500 times 100. Or I give you bottles of wine, $50 bottles of wine times 100. I want to give you that value of that worth. That's what I'm acquiring over you. The Gemara is going to address. It's typically not. We'll see that in just a second about doing chalip and a mouse, how that works. But I want to give the guy money. So I give him a piece of property, give him karka, a small piece of karka, and the money was on that karka.
So.
Pile up all the different coins and the bills.
You would think so.
Right, but
it's not so pasha. It gets involved in the Gemara's and the Hazav, right, whether or not it's a commodity or versus currency.
Right.
Relative to each other, gold versus silver, nechoshes. That's the sugyas we have what to look forward to in a couple of years from now.
Right,
yeah. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we have Adam here.
He's back.
Okay. So the Gemara says, so where are we? Okay, the Gemara says, so Hachanami Mistavri, that's also logical to say that referring to he's trying to give over the Dimei, the money, the worth of this, because Disaka Daitach Mea Tonu Mea Chavios Mamish, if he Mamish had the Tzon there, and all the Chavios, Nikninu Nehalei B'Chalipin, just do Chalipin. Chalipin we know works for Mashiach, for Metalton. Have the guy pick up the handkerchief, and then he'll be acquiring all the sheep. Much easier than having to buy karka, than giving over the karka.
So why didn't they answer the same question before? The same answer before?
Because they're able to interpret it in a different way.
So
the Gemara says, Ela mai l'dmei. It must be l'dmei. It must be for money. Must be for money. So Gemara said, and by the money, Rashi says, I think Rashi points this out here, money chalipa doesn't work for money. You see, Rashi Hachanami Mistavra, the most hayu that he's referring to giving over money, coins. Ulfikach lo yuchal yachol liknos bechalipin. The kaimelan beperkazav ain matbea niknam bechalipin. Chalipin only works on metalton. Matbea coins are not considered metalton, not considered commodities, and therefore you're not able to acquire through chalipin. So since we're talking about money, chalipin doesn't work. Chalipin would have been the easiest thing. So why didn't they use chalipin? Must be we're talking about actual money. Chalipin doesn't work. So therefore the money has to be placed in the karka, and through acquiring the karka, you're also acquiring all the bills that are lined up on top of that. But wait a second, the Gemara says, Ve'ela mai lidmei, if it must be referring to dmei. So if it's talking about money, mos, Nikninu Nehali B'Mashicha. Just give him over the bills. Give him over the coins. But if I give you coins, if I give you bills, you're acquiring. So that's much easier to do. So it must be the Gemara says, Ela Delesa L'Mekabel Matana Hachnami Delesa L'Mekabel Matana. What's it referring? What's going on here? Rashi explained, Hachanami Lesa L'Mekabel Shitein Kalev L'Makne. So it must be where the Mekabel wasn't available to give over his kalim to create the chalipin, the kalim shakone bai shakone poshet kalim makne. V'achar ache lo hayasham shechefetz b'hanasal shakone litam kalim b'shvilo. So it must be where he wasn't available, the makabal wasn't available, so that's why you couldn't do chalipin, that's why also you couldn't do mashicha. I mean, it answers both questions now. In Echnami, maybe we're talking about actual metaltalin. But for chalipin to work for metaltalin, you need the makne to be there, the makabal rather to be there. So again, the Gemara says right now we're talking about money. So money, the much easier thing would be to give you over the money. So why don't we suggest that must be the Makabel wasn't there. Once we tell us the Makabel's not there, so then we could go back and say, wait a second, maybe we're talking about actual Metalton. Really the stuff is there. And we'll do Chalipin, but he wasn't there to do the Chalipin either.
Why doesn't it say that the Malos weren't there? I mean, but it seems from the whole opinion that the Malos were somewhere else.
The Malos were somewhere else. No,
the whole issue is that he had this stuff somewhere else, and he was, and he, you know.
Well, only because it couldn't be here, because it was only tefach by tefach. But now we're saying it's possible that money was there, which you can place on top of the tefach al tefach. So the money is there now. Once the money's there, why not just do mashicha? Okay. If he's there, give him let him take the money. Why do it to the karka? Must be that the guy wasn't there. That's why they're doing karka. Well, if the guy wasn't there, that explains also maybe all the. Maybe that's why he couldn't do chalipin either. And that would explain, right? No?
But it doesn't say he had the metaltim somewhere else. Okay.
Fine.
So, aren't we at a question now? So, we're saying, in Echanami, it was Ladimei. Why didn't he do Mashicha? Because he wasn't there. If that's the case...
Right, then metaltim also, they weren't there.
How could he have been Kohen at all? What is Hachanami, the last
time? So I think it's explained there as well. That's why we couldn't do Chalipin either, because he wasn't there as well. So you could still say now, it's still possible to say, that really Chalipin would have worked, he just wasn't there. And the property, then the tzon wasn't on the karka. You don't require tzibor, and it was wherever else it was. So that just, there's no answer here. I don't know, I don't think it's a question either.
How would you be marking right. the karka to him if he wasn't there? How would you be marking the karka? A star or
through somebody else, which I'm about to suggest right now, and you could do that by Mashicha.
Because Rashi said there was nobody else who wanted to the Hana of this Kona, nobody else cared to be Zocha for him.
So why would he be available to do the Karka then, you're saying?
But he can actually, couldn't he give the matana shelo befanav and the other guy does a chazaka?
Say that again.
He writes a shtar for him.
Right, and then when he comes, he does a little ditch and that's it, right?
But does he have to give the shtar to somebody, or you can just write it?
I mean, for sure, if he writes a shtar and he gives it to somebody else and as a shliach. The guy and the guy chazak, I think I assume that should be a good king.
The case of chazaka that we said works, is it preceded by something? Or it's just you have das, you should be kohen with chazaka.
I think the next Gemara, I think, will indicate that the shtar you could have given to somebody else. That by the selling the karka, I could be mezaket to somebody else on his behalf.
Right.
In which case, Gemara says, if that's the case, then it's kinu nele agav acher. So why not give it to somebody else? Rashi says, "V'niskenu nehele l'mashicha de'acher zacha be'ilu l'floni." Why not give it to Adam? You do mashicha on behalf of Reuven to acquire it. Just like I would give you the shtar for the karka. Why not just do the mashicha? Well, you do if all the property, maybe all the stuff is here, and you do mashicha for him. So maybe really the money was there, and let somebody else do the mashicha for me. And that Gemara responds, "Lo samcha daita." I didn't trust Adam. If he did Mashiach on behalf of Reuven, he has all this money in his hand. I don't trust him. Savar Shamed V'Achale. He's going to get rid of all the money, use everything up. I don't trust him. As opposed to the Karka, he just has a document now. That document he's willing to take, there's nothing that's really enticing him to use the star for anything. So that I'm willing to accept him. He'll take it on behalf of Reuven. So that's the case. Elamai Ein Lo Takana. So why does it mean there's Ein Lo Takana? There's a Takana. Rashi says, "Ma'in lo takana hayachol lezakos aide acherim imyirza." There is something. If he trusts the guy, he can't have the other guy do mashicha for him. "Ma'in lo takana" means like there is no way at all. There's a way. He just said that he doesn't have trust. The Gemara explains the way you read that line is hachikamar lemar de lo sam chadaita, to which he doesn't trust anybody else in his world. Then ain lo takana ad shiknem agave karka. Then the only avenue you could take is by giving a karka and everything come along with that karka to somebody else. That's the only way that works. Either way, there's a lot of back and forth here. I'm not sure, in the end of the day, what the final conclusion of what actually happened there. No, I'm not in terms of psak. I'm saying I don't. But there's a lot of differences in how to understand this initial case here, whether it was that someone was there, the money was there. So it's making a spin several times over.
Okay. So there might have been somebody else there to do a kinyan on his behalf for the karka.
Right, that's what it seems like, exactly. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. The world of Kinyanim is a lot. It's a fun.